The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for March is a giant poster of Luther's Small Catechism. It's perfect for display in your home, Christian day school, or Sunday school. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase the Small Catechism giant poster by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for March, the Small Catechism giant poster. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. This last Friday, a good friend and regular guest here on Issues, Etc. passed away, Dr. Ronald Feuerhahn, after a long struggle with Parkinson's-like condition. And you probably heard him many times here on the program. We wanted to spend the last few minutes of today's program reflecting on the life and the legacy of the sainted Lutheran theologian, Dr. Ronald Feuerhahn. Joining us to do so, Pastor Matt Harrison. He's president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Matt, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Hi, Todd.
How do you calculate the influence of a guy like Ronald Feuerhahn on you?
I think it's certainly inestimable. Kurt Marquardt had really kind of opened the door to Hamlin Vassa for me while I was at seminary in the 1980s, late 1980s. And then I actually, when I stayed on to do graduate work, I did some coursework specifically on Vassa with Marquardt. Kurt had been a personal acquaintance and really earlier kind of a nemesis in Australia, and then a good friend later on in his career, serving with him on their CTCR, Commission on Theology. And then Kurt put us on to particularly the volumes that had just been translated by Norman Nagel, We Confess, the We Confess series, and there were a number of the Zaza letters to Lutheran pastors in there. And it was through that connection that I ended up studying in Australia and began collecting everything I could of Zaza in English, but there was kind of a brick wall at the German point, mostly prior to the late 40s. And then in making an effort as a graduate student to collect writings from Zaza from others all around the world, including Tom Hart, who carried on weekly correspondence from Scandinavia. We were able to acquire all that correspondence from and to Zaza, from Hart while he was still alive at the urging of Robert Preuss. But then Ron called the library in Fort Wayne for some materials, and I was the research assistant in the library, and that began a friendship with him and sharing of documents that just grew over the years. And then I served with him on the real-life worship events that occurred in the Al Berry administration in the early 90s. I was doing the youth worship piece, so I learned from Ron about worship and liturgy, though never a direct student. And then Ron opened up the whole world of Zaza's ecumenical work and faithfulness as a confessional Lutheran, also fighting against Hitler, and that was just a revelation for me. So important on Two Kingdoms issues, on understanding sacramentality of the Church, on the confession of the Church under deep persecution, the time of Hitler. So Ron has been just the dearest friend, mentor, and the kindest gentleman on earth, and yet rock-ribbed confessor of Christ. I can't thank God enough for knowing him.
The word that comes up again and again and again about Ronald Feuerhahn is churchman. What does that mean?
Well, he was such a genteel guy. You know, he spent 25 years as a pastor and lecturer in England, and so he acquired a lot of the mannerisms of kind of the English gentry, I think. But he was a very serious confessor of the doctrine of Christ, as it is in the New Testament and Lutheran confessions. At the same time, he was a very humble man and a very kind person. He would never let a gratuitous slap go. He was a churchman in the best sense, praying for the church constantly worried for the church. And yet, it was always in a good mood. Parkinson's withered him over the last decade and more. I never heard him complain about it once, not once, never. And so churchman, yes, when I called Carol, his wife, just the day after his death. When I called her, she began to weep and said, now he does not have to worry about the church. So I think of Paul's, remember Paul writes about the great, he suffers all those things, and also on top of that, his great concern for the church. Ron was concerned for the church.
Let's talk a little bit about, and I'll tell you a few of my experiences with him. Very influential, but mostly through this show. I don't recall that I ever had a class with him, but I learned probably as much as any seminary graduate level class from him just by having broadcast conversations with him. It was like drinking from a fire hose in a lot of ways. The knowledge there, and so much more that he could have shared had time permitted. But there was one time I was speaking publicly. I believe it was at some function at Concordia Seminary in the old auditorium, and I had mentioned something about a confessing movement. I was talking in the modern context, and he corrected me on my history because I was misusing the term. I just flat was. And he did it in front of the entire audience, but he did it in such a gentle way that not only was I not embarrassed by it, I learned something by it, and it was a perfect example of kind of that pastoral concern that he never lost in the 50 years of his pastoral ministry. Talk about that.
Yeah, I was caught out by him. I think anybody who was around him was at times. So he would gently take people to task in a very kind way, and he would, just as you say, he would call you out on various issues. He called me out liturgically a couple of times and helped me understand liturgical practice better and why I was or wasn't doing something. And he would also gently correct on historical facts. So he wasn't bombastic like Larry Rast.
I guess we need both kinds.
Yeah, we do.
We need both kinds. He was a seminary professor and a teacher primarily. And that's how most people will remember him, as that seminary professor who taught them so well, who brought the history of Lutheran thought together in such a concise way. What can present and future seminary professors learn from Dr. Ronald Feuerhahn?
I think he deeply loved students. He loved students. He loved learning. He loved the Lutheran confessions without reservation. He was constantly, even to the last, for years, we have seen him on his little three-wheeled trike, and it was great. It was really difficult in the last number of years for Carol to carry that around. He'd disassemble it and put it together. She would put it together for him as he was less and less able to walk. But he just, and Carol with him, loved to be present. He loved to be present for Bach at the Sem. He loved to be present for every lecture, every event that was going on, to soak up all the wonderful gifts that God has blessed us with in this life. And to be with a person who loves to soak up knowledge of the gospel, and then so deliver it with such a precision and good humor and as a consummate gentleman, was just an amazing gift that he had.
Finally then, Matt, what can we, the church militant, we're still here, and he is now been translated to the church triumphant, thank God. What can we learn from the sainted Dr. Ronald Feuerhahn? What would you take away?
I thought of, immediately when he died, I thought of the Latin phrase from the old funeral liturgy that is on Hermann Zosse's gravestone in Australia, South Australia, and Ron knew it, had been there too. It says, Tuis fidelibus domine vita non tolitur, sed mutatur. For your faithful, O Lord, life is not taken away, it is changed. And so he awaits with us the resurrection in heaven, and he awaits with joy. And with angels and archangels, we shall celebrate that mutual joy in the divine service until the day, and pray in the meantime, come, Lord Jesus, quickly.
Pastor Matt Harrison is president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Matt, thank you very much for your time, especially. I know how pressed for time you are this afternoon for being our guest.
Thanks, Todd.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery about the passing of a resolution by the European Parliament calling abortion a fundamental right. This is a big event, and we'll see what he has to say about it tomorrow. We'll also discuss looking forward to Sunday morning. Dr. Carl Fikencher of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne will be with us. We'll do a regular series with him according to the 3-year lectionary and look forward to this coming Sunday morning. That's all tomorrow on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you then.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
How would you like to attend a conference and hear Paul Meyer, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway, David Menton, Chris Roseborough, Jonathan Fisk, and Will Wheaton? You're invited to the 2015 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 19th and 20th in Collinsville, Illinois. Registration is $100 per person. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 19th and 20th in Collinsville, Illinois. Issuesetc.org.